Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The very real Grant DePorter joins us right now from Harry Caray's. Grant, it's been a little bit of time. How you doing, my friend?
All right, John, how are you?
I am doing very well. The last time I think I saw you, you and I were cleaning up as a part of your nonprofit. We were doing a TV story on all the efforts that you have done with Gateway Green, and we were by the statue right off the Ohio and the Ontario feeder ramp. It was a great day, and it's great to chat with you here on the air again. Well, looks like we got robot noises from Grant DePorter again. We'll check that connection. Every now and then that happens on the phone line. We'll have Drew check that out, see if he can get back on in a clean signal, because I want to hear all about what's happening at Harry Caray's on Navy Pier. It's happening on the, obviously, the 2nd of February. That's Groundhog Day. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's celebrating the life of Harold Ramis. And Grant DePorter, this is a big day for you guys. You guys are always up to something, but this Groundhog Day seems like it's going to be a blast.
You can hear me now, right?
I can, yes.
Yeah, well, Harold Ramis was our partner, and he passed away now 12 years ago. On the 10th anniversary of his passing, we celebrated, you know, Groundhog Day, and we reunited the cast of the movie and got Bill Murray and all the cast members together. We got a groundhog, got a tree stump, and reenacted that as a celebration of Harold Ramis. And then we did it again next, the following year with Stephen Tobolowsky, Ned Ryerson, for those that know the movie. And this year we decided to mix it up and reunite the cast of Animal House because that was Harold's first movie.
Wow. Who's going to be coming?
For those that know the movie, the characters are Otter, Babs, Hoover, Boone, Niedermeyer, and Greg Marmalard. Those six, Tim Matheson, who plays Otter, will be the master of ceremonies. We also got a hold of the original 1959 red Corvette that was at the Volo Auto Museum. And that will be the first time the cast has seen it in 48 years.
Whoa.
So we'll have that there. A giant cake that says eat me on it, like the movie. And a few people will be wearing pledge pins, and we'll see what Niedermeyer does. But, we're going to have some fun.
Yeah, I love it. It's what a great catch you've gotten. And Tim Matheson, I will say, also in the West Wing fame, Vice President John Hoynes in that show, and obviously of Animal House fame. And I think it's great to continue the legacy of Harold Ramis. First of all, when you said that it had been 12 years, I couldn't believe it. He was a genius, an icon, and Chicago's very own.
Yeah, yep. He lived on the North Shore, and I grew up watching all of his movies. You know, from Animal House, Caddyshack, Stripes, and then later on Ghostbusters and Groundhog Day. It just was so fun for me to have him as a partner, and I got to read through all of his scripts. I have the Armani coat that Bill Murray wore in every scene in Groundhog Day, and I have his ghost. I have Harold's Ghostbuster costume jumpsuit, and I later on got Bill Murray's jumpsuit, so I brought those together. But it's fun, and it's fun working with all these actors that really loved Harold. I mean, they really didn't hesitate to come out. I mean, like when I got Bill Murray, for instance, 2 years ago, he, I think, either never slept or he got up at 3 a.m. to catch his flight to make sure he was at our event. But people really like to celebrate his life and all of his accomplishments.
I want to make sure people get the details on the when, the where. It's in the afternoon on the 2nd of Groundhog's Day. I know people can watch on Facebook Live, but you want them to gather at the tavern on Navy Pier, right?
Yeah, it's free. It's open to the public. It's outside, you know, because the groundhog would not see a shadow if it was inside. So, so dress warm like a Bears game. It's at 3 o'clock on the South Dock, right outside of Harry Caray's on Navy Pier.
Where do you get this groundhog from?
It's the same group that provided the groundhog for the movie Groundhog Day.
Oh, really?
So, there's not a lot. Try finding a groundhog in Illinois that you can do something with it. I had to look long and hard. And our groundhog is named Chicago Harry. It worked for Harold Harry, and then, of course, Harry Caray. So Harry was the perfect name. Our groundhog right now is 2 for 2 in his predictions, about early spring or, 6 more weeks of winter. So we'll see what he does. I'm hoping for early spring this year. This winter has been horrible so far.
Yeah, it has. It certainly has been. And that'd be a welcome news for all of us. Okay. It's on the 2nd of February, as you can imagine. That's coming. I cannot believe that's already on Monday. It's at 3 p.m. at Harry Carey's Harry Carey's Tavern on Navy Pier. And you can watch on Facebook Live. Grant, I'm glad you got this to us, and I'm glad we got this to the listeners. I appreciate your time, and I hope we chat soon.
Thanks, Sean. Good talking with you.
You too. And, of course, toast to Harry, I'm sure, coming up soon, and all of that other great stuff. So we'll be chatting with him.